I introduce you to our next feature for our Day of Inspiration Community Living. Introduce yourself for us.
I'm Curtis Finkbeiner.
Curtis, thank you so much for being here with us today. My first question for you, how did you get involved with community living?
Well, I've been with community living for so long, working at the school at the time, at high school at the time, from grade 10. Like, it was like almost like a vocational from the high school that they were doing from the development support, development from the high school, to get a job, to understand how to experience a job.
Okay, and what have you gotten out of the experience, Curtis?
Well, I've experienced a lot, just enjoying a lot of people, to interact with people. It's the work you gotta kind of understand, just to, you know, see how people do and stuff with everything. So, you know.
Okay. Can you tell us maybe one of the biggest challenges that you've had to experience?
Well, with community living, it's harder to get a job. And for me, I work for the community living Middlesex receptionist for like once a week, Wednesdays. And I clean the YMCA for volunteer for about an hour and a half sort of thing. So it depending on how you get involved with people, it gets it easier sort of thing.
Okay, so what kind of advice would you have for people who are maybe interested in getting involved with community living?
The only way they can get involved with community living is they can contact the people who are working with community living, and the people that are very helpful is you can contact them by supporting others with people with special events when you're like in school or whatever, when you're like finished and done high school. You get to kind of get involved in with the what your needs are.
Curtis, last question for you. Is there an accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Oh, I'm proud of having to volunteer once a week, and I'm accomplishing that the work can be a lot easier and to, you know, just to do the things that we normally would do. That's all.
Well, I appreciate your time and congratulations on being one of our features for our Community Living Day of Inspiration.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Chris. I really appreciate it. It just makes my day a little bit more different for most people. It's, you know, it's not easy. When you're on a radio station, it's like really hard, you know.
Curtis Finkbeiner, one of our features for our Day of Inspiration featuring community living.